Welcome to another DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the latest moves in the crypto and finance world. I'm John, joined as always by my co-host, Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Very well, thank you, John. We've got a big one today, as we are discussing Strategy's latest IPO announcement and their new STRC stock. Strategy is well-known, Bitcoin maxi Michael Saylor's company, formerly MicroStrategy, and they're doubling down on their Bitcoin treasury. Let's dive into their investor presentation from July 21, 2025, and unpack what this means for investors and the crypto market in general. Ready, John?
Absolutely, Sarah. I watched the presentation, and it's clear Strategy are pushing boundaries with this new variable rate Series A perpetual stretch preferred stock, STRC for short. It's a mouthful, but it's a fascinating play. Let's set the stage. Strategy's offering 5 million shares at $100 each, aiming to raise $500 million to buy more Bitcoin and cover general corporate needs. Michael Saylor and CEO Phong Le laid it all out in the video. So, Sarah, help us see the big picture here.
Sure. The big picture is that Strategy is turning itself into a Bitcoin juggernaut. They're not just holding Bitcoin, they're using creative financial tools like this STRC stock to pull in fiat money and convert it into BTC at scale. Saylor calls it a conduit for Bitcoin. The presentation emphasized their track record. Since adopting Bitcoin as their primary treasury asset in 2020, Strategy stock, $MSTR, has delivered 104% annualized returns, outpacing Bitcoin's average of 59% and the S&P 500's average of 14%. In Q2 2025 alone, they added $21 billion in digital asset value, growing their holdings to 597,325 BTC. That's wild.
It sure is. And just before this latest announcement, they dropped another bombshell. They bought 6,220 BTC for $740 million between July 14 and 20, 2025, bringing their total to 607,770 BTC, worth about $74.1 billion. That's a $28 billion unrealized gain to date. But let's zoom in on STRC. Unlike their other preferred stocks, STRK, STRF, STRD, this one's got a unique angle. It's designed to trade near $100 per share, almost like a stablecoin, with a 9% initial annual dividend paid monthly. Why do you think they're structuring it this way?
It's all about stability and investor appeal. That reliable monthly dividend is precisely what the DBM community loved to see, John. The presentation highlighted how STRC's variable dividend rate, starting at 9%, can be adjusted monthly based on the one-month term SOFR rate, but with guardrails. They can't cut the dividend by more than 25 basis points, plus SOFR fluctuations, and only if past dividends are fully paid. This setup aims to keep the stock price steady around $100, making it less volatile than their other offerings. In the investor presentation, Phong Le stressed this point, saying it's for investors who want a regular, steady income with Bitcoin exposure, but without the wild swings of common stock.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, you don't have to buy Bitcoin directly and deal with crypto exchanges. Just buy STRC and get a piece of our Bitcoin pile with monthly cash flow. I love how Saylor framed it as a synthetic stable coin with yield. But there's a catch, right? Strategy can redeem these shares at $101 plus unpaid dividends once STRC lists on NASDAQ or NYSE. And if the outstanding shares drop below 25% of the original issuance, they can trigger a cleanup redemption. Investors also get a repurchase right at $100 plus dividends if there's a fundamental change, like a merger. Sounds like they've thought of everything.
They've definitely got their bases covered, John. The liquidation preference is another smart touch. It starts at $100 but adjusts daily based on market data to keep things transparent. Crucially, TradFi giants like Morgan Stanley, Barclays, and others are leading the offering, which gives it serious credibility. But here's where it gets spicy. Not everyone's sold on this yet. In the crypto community, there's some skepticism around these new financial products. Some are suggesting Strategy might be over-leveraging on Bitcoin's bullish run. What's your take on the risks, John?
It's a valid concern. Strategy is all in on Bitcoin. And if BTC's price tanks, their balance sheet could take a hit, impacting their ability to pay those dividends. The presentation didn't shy away from this. They admitted dividends are paid when, as, and if declared by the board, so there's no guarantee. Plus, their Bitcoin holdings are already massive, and this $500 million is just more fuel for the fire. If the market turns bearish or if regulatory changes hit crypto, STRC holders might feel the pinch. But on the flip side, their 104% returns to date show that they've been navigating this space like pros.
True, and Saylor's been preaching Bitcoin as digital capital for years. So far, so good, right? The presentation leans hard into that vision, comparing their balance sheet to tech giants like Meta and Apple. They're betting Bitcoin's long-term value will keep climbing, and STRC is a way for investors to ride that wave with less volatility than owning BTC outright. It's a bold move, and it's got the crypto world buzzing. Posts on X are calling it a new form of financial life, like a stablecoin backed by Bitcoin's upside.
Totally. And it's not just about strategy. This could set a precedent for other companies and institutions to use similar structures to fund crypto treasuries. The team at DBM see this as inevitable, Sarah. Imagine more corporations issuing preferred stocks to fund crypto treasuries. What would that do to the price of Bitcoin?
Powerful for sure, John. Okay, before we wrap, let's touch on the logistics. The IPO is open to select investors, and Fidelity's platform is involved for retail access, though Strategy warned about potential platform risks. Investors can check out the prospectus on strategy.com for the full details.
Yeah, anyone curious should definitely watch the full presentation on strategy.com. It's a masterclass in blending traditional finance with crypto. Saylor and Follet are pitching STRC as a game changer, and whether you're a Bitcoin bull or a skeptic, it's hard to ignore. Okay, Sarah, any final thoughts?
I'm intrigued for sure, John, as are the DBM team. STRC feels like a bridge between TradFi and DeFi, offering income-focused investors a way to dip their toes in Bitcoin without the full plunge. But it's not risk-free. Strategy's fate is tied to Bitcoin's price. If you're bullish on BTC, this could be a slick way to get exposure to our goal of equity and monthly yield. If you're cautious, maybe sit this one out and watch how it plays. Either way, Strategy is pushing the envelope, and we are here for it.
I couldn't agree more. All right, folks, that's a wrap on this episode of the DBM Academy podcast. Check out the STRC investor presentation at strategy.com and let us know your thoughts here in the DBM Academy. Are you buying into Saylor's Bitcoin vision, or is this a stretch too far? Until next time, I'm John from the DBM Academy.
And I'm Sarah. Stay curious and keep stacking those sats. Be sure to keep an eye out for the next DBM Academy podcast episode for more insights into the world of digital assets and finance. See you in the workshops and workspaces at dbm.academy.